This is Dr. Chad Edwards, and you are listening to podcast 25 of Against the Grain.
Are you tired and fatigued? Are you frustrated with doctors because they just don't seem to listen? Do you want to fix your pain without surgery? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then we are the clinic for you. We offer prolotherapy, PRP or platelet-rich plasma therapy, and stem cell injections, IV nutritional therapies, bioidentical hormone replacement therapy, and functional medicine to get you back on track to optimal health. Call our clinic at 918-935-3636 or visit our website at www.revolutionhealth.org to schedule your appointment today.
Welcome to Against the Grain Podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards, where he challenges the status quo when it comes to medicine. We get into hot topics in the medical field with real stories from real patients to help you on your way to a healthy lifestyle. Get ready, because we're about to go against the grain.
Hello, everyone. This is Brian Wilkes. I am here with Marshall. Marshall, how you doing?
I'm doing pretty well.
You know, Marshall, the intro is pretty amazing. It makes my whole intro really not as dynamic. Is that your real voice?
Yeah.
Is it synthesized or anything?
No, that's how I talk.
Okay, whatever. Can you help my voice out with your machines and stuff over there? I'd appreciate it. So today I'm joined, not to leave him out, but because he's the owner of the show, by Dr. Chad Edwards, who believes that 80% of medical recommendations are, I hate to say it because I'm a good Christian guy, crap, okay? And that's technically speaking, as Dr. Chad says. He is the author of Revolutionize Your Health with Customized Supplements. He has served in the U.S. Army for 23 years as both an enlisted soldier and as an officer and as a physician. He graduated from medical school at Oklahoma State University. Go Pokes! He is the founder of RevolutionHealth.org and this very podcast, Against the Grain. How you doing today, Dr. Edwards?
What's going on, Brian?
Don't you feel like there's this large discrepancy between Marshall's intro, which is obviously pre-recorded, okay, and his voice seems deeper and he has all that technical stuff, and mine? Don't you think it's unfair a little bit?
It sounds the same to me.
Can I protest?
It sounds the same to me. I don't understand.
Speaking of protest, what do you think of this Donald Trump guy?
Well,
no comment. That's the show topic today, right? Well, what else were you thinking? What else were you thinking when we were talking about? Give me an example of what we might talk about besides Donald Trump.
Erectile dysfunction?
Okay, keep going. No.
Vitamin D?
No, give me the real dang topic. I can't say it. I'm looking at this thing.
Okay.
Give me the real one.
So low-dose naltrexone.
Yeah, okay, say that 10 times real fast.
That.
Is it, you know, preachers and doctors, they have the worst humor, don't they, Marshall? I mean, come on.
Or the best.
Yeah. So talk to me about this. How can we abbreviate this thing that you're talking
LDN.
About? LDN. So tell me about LDN.
So basically, you know, in the last couple of podcasts, we've been talking about autoimmune conditions and autoimmune diseases and disorders. And
it makes sense that we would talk about this.
Sure. So we talked about Hashimoto's in the last podcast. And the podcast before that, we talked about, what was that other one we talked about?
Hey, I just do the announcements and commercials around here.
What was that other autoimmune disease? We did another one. With these autoimmune diseases, there are some things that we can do to help that.
Right.
And we can approach it from a natural health perspective and kind of focus on nutrition and gut health. And we'll definitely be talking about those more specifically in a future podcast. Specifically here, we're going to talk about how we can address this with a medication that is fantastic, and it actually has a lot of evidence supporting its use. And we see a lot of great benefit in a lot of autoimmune conditions.
Well, back up, Ferrari. I'm going to start calling you Ferrari Brain, right? Because you're outrunning me here, okay?
Brain.
So, I know, it's a high-speed engine you got up there. So back up to my Toyota pickup truck brain that can't go 50 down the interstate. So talk to me about the condition, what the symptoms are. Who is most likely to have it?
So this is, I don't have a straight answer for you because this is, we're talking about autoimmune disorders.
Right.
So that could be lupus. It could be Hashimoto's thyroiditis. It could be
the whole conglomerate.
Yeah, yeah. Multiple sclerosis, Crohn's disease. I mean, there's all kinds of different things that
all
could
be. All under the umbrella of autoimmune diseases.
That's correct.
Okay.
So with what we want to do, you know, basically an autoimmune disease is where your body, your immune system,
right,
develops a response against its own self.
Okay.
It's attacking its own self.
Why would God do that? It doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know that God did that.
That's a whole theological debate that we won't get into today.
Right.
But it basically, it's your body tagging itself, right?
That's correct.
Right.
Yep. And that, you know, I think certain people are genetically, I don't want to say predisposed, but more at risk.
Okay.
And then there are environmental factors that play into this as well.
Now, under the gamut of, and I know we talked about this on the last podcast, but under the gamut of autoimmune diseases, is it true females are almost 90%+ of the...
Much, much, much higher okay. in females. Okay. Yeah, no question.
And then do we have age categories?
Probably. I don't remember the highest, probably in the late 20s.
Okay.
Maybe early 30s.
The initial onset of...
Generally, I would say that's right. Okay. I didn't research that part specifically, but that's probably in there.
Just your own perception of...
And experience. Yeah.
And experience, yeah.
That's what I've seen.
Yeah.
I mean, certainly you can develop them at any point. I don't see them much, near as much anyway, in adolescence.
Right.
So it's a little bit later.
Right.
Which goes along with that theory that we talked about last time about the oral contraceptives.
That was pretty perceptive of you.
I mean, I may be way off, but...
Say it one more time, though.
I just have a question of the association of autoimmune disease... of different kinds, and the ingestion or taking oral contraceptive medications.
This is juicy. This is a hot topic button right here. I mean, come on, if there was ever a hot topic.
Hot topic.
Now, I just got to say, the reason it's a hot topic is it's a lot of money wrapped up in medications, birth control medications, right?
Right.
So if there's an underlying symptomatic thyroid problem or autoimmune problem that could... It could be devastating to almost a multi-billion-dollar industry, right?
Right. Well, you know, look at Premarin. Mm-hmm. You know, several years ago, 2002, the Women's Health Initiative came out, and you know, looking at preventing cardiovascular disease in women.
Right.
And they were using hormone replacement therapy. Specifically, they were using Premarin.
Right.
That's what was in the study, and they actually found that they were. Like, they stopped the study early because people were dying of heart disease more in the test group than they were in the control group. So
it's amazing to think that we've talked about, and we're going to go off subject because I think it's important, right? So it's always amazing to think, you know, you think you have this big, bad FDA behind you that regulating, looking out for you. But it's not that long ago that smoking was kind of a social norm, right?
Right.
Was it really harmful? I mean, think about it. I was less than, what, 50 years ago?
I know it was big in the 50s.
Yeah, so what else don't we know about? What is birth control?
Oh my gosh, you can fill volumes with what we don't know.
Right.
I mean, and what gets me, and the reason that we do this podcast, the reason I do medicine the way I do in the clinic, is because, you know, I mean, look at, you know, George Washington died because of bloodletting, you know, with leeches.
Mm-hmm.
And if you had asked a physician in the 1700s, that was medical dogma.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we all do as physicians. We're going to give leeches to fix these problems.
Wow.
And that's what ultimately killed George Washington. What's your scientific foundation for that? And there is none. And we'll sit there and, you know, we'll be dogmatic and say, this is what we're going to do. It's like the flu shot,
mm-hmm.
you know, and listen to our podcast on the flu shot because the
that's
evidence to support the flu shot is not there.
In fact, it can be harmful.
It can.
Yeah.
There are risks associated with that. And, you know, we could go off on this tangent for a long time.
Oh, I want to. You don't want to today, though.
You know, we
You
want to
pick a fight? You want to pick a fight, though?
Well, that's what we do every day on this podcast.
Like, who could we pick on? Like, let's just pick on the FDA. How about that? Here's what I learned about the FDA. Let me tell you something. All right. I'll draw comparisons. I'm getting another master's degree in information technology.
Okay.
And we're studying, you know, we talked about it earlier, algorithms in our last show. And we're talking about how you do software development, for example. Okay.
Right.
And in the software development world, you get a set of problems and you fix them through algorithms, pre-existing code, and then through algorithms that you design. And one of the things that has emerged through that is this process of an agile production environment versus a waterfall environment. In the waterfall environment of producing code, for example, a computer code or an algorithm to solve a problem, you assume you know everything at the beginning, okay? And then you put all your chips in at the end. So a waterfall is just turn on the water. We know everything. We scope it. Nothing changes. There's a percentage of success and failure within that waterfall environment.
Right.
And then there's the agile environment, which assumes that you know certain things, but you continue to adapt continually to what is either factual based evidence of, hey, this code or this string didn't work exactly like it was supposed to work. So we adapt rather than dying at the end.
Okay.
The way I see the FDA is the robust nature of it and the speed at which it moves, and it's somewhat antiquated and it's very much waterfall, but we have all this body and we assume we know everything and we don't adapt. And I think evidence of that would be if you just look back at, you know, flu shots, for example, that they haven't really contributed much movement to that whole flu shot epidemic in the past, 20 years? It's been kind of mainstay. They haven't really adjusted. They really haven't tried to move. And I think it's a basic approach that's pretty, an agile environment takes a lot of work, right? You're constantly reassessing.
And then consider the political influence and the monetary influence.
Right.
And I think that is where a lot of the issues come about. There are some studies, like for the flu shot, there are studies showing benefit.
Right.
But these are funded by the industry. They're funded by the manufacturers.
Right.
And the ability or the potential for for influence in the results is astronomical.
Right.
And when you control for that, there is no consistent evidence showing benefit with the flu shot. So, I mean, it's just one.
But they're unwilling to adapt is my point.
Correct.
Yeah.
In fact, we're just going to dig
a little deeper.
Trench deeper.
Let's keep doing this bad thing.
Right.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk more about the government. How about that?
No. I thought we were talking about low-dose naltrexone.
Yeah, we can talk about that too.
Okay. Vertical Limit Fitness constantly strives for better. Better mind, function, fitness, capacity, and community. They accomplish this through bodyweight boot camp style classes and high-intensity functional fitness classes. From group classes to private training, Vertical Limit Fitness elevates your health and wellness while helping you become able to do anything and prepare you for everything that life may bring along. Call 918-409-1633 or visit their website at www.verticallimitfitness.com for more information and to sign up for a week of classes.
And we're back. Brian Wilkes here with Dr. Chad Edwards. We kind of went off topic there.
Yeah, you think?
I think that's what it helped means to be against the grain, though, if you want to know the truth.
Well, we can do that, but I do want to make sure we cover this low-dose naltrexone
piece. Yeah, it's an important one. Yeah, sorry. So, we got the government figured out. Yeah.
Do we?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I'm glad you do.
They're worthless.
So the gut health is definitely a contributor to, you know, the helping autoimmune disease, but it can contribute as well.
Which we'll have a further podcast on the gut.
Without question.
Yeah.
So it's this low-dose naltrexone piece. Mm-hmm. So naltrexone is a medication that's been around for, you know, a long time. It is a standard normal prescription, but it is what's called an opiate antagonist. So opiates like morphine, heroin, all those narcotic-based chemicals bind to the opiate receptor in the brain.
Mm-hmm.
Naltrexone blocks that receptor. So it prevents the opiates from attaching to the receptor. And we've traditionally used this medication if someone came in on narcotics and we wanted to withdraw them or lower their... Mm-hmm. In the emergency room, I actually use a little bit different medication, but it works by the same effect, called naloxone or Narcan.
We wean them off eventually.
Well, we will give it IV. If someone comes in unconscious, we'll give them that IV medication and see if they wake up. And sometimes you make them really mad because you basically withdrew them for a minute and they feel awful. But naltrexone is an oral version of the same thing. So we'll often use that to prevent the high feeling. Mm-hmm. So if someone's they're hooked on drugs and we don't want them to go get that high feeling, we'll give them naltrexone. So that's one way that it's been used. But what they found is it was in a study, and I can't remember the full extent of the study, but they, by observation, I think it was HIV patients in the 1980s. They noticed that patients that had HIV that were also addicted to narcotics that were on naltrexone did much better in regards to their disease process. So they started looking at why was that the case, and they found out that naltrexone helps to balance the immune system. So low dose naltrexone, because naltrexone is typically prescribed in, you know, above 50 milligram kind of doses. Mm-hmm. So in what we're trying to do, we prescribe it in a much lower dose. We typically will prescribe 1.5, 3, or 4.5 milligrams. Four autoimmune diseases.
Okay.
So the next question would be, well, why is that the case?
That would be a big question I would have.
Yeah. So what they know is that endorphins, mm-hmm. those are narcotics. They upregulate the immune system. So they enhance or balance the immune system. And when you block those receptors in the brain, mm-hmm. your brain thinks that they don't have enough. Mm-hmm. And so it will upregulate the production of both endorphins as well as upregulate the receptors for them. So by giving low dose naltrexone, we're making the body make more endorphins mm-hmm. and creating more receptors for them. When we do that, we can help balance the immune system. And there's a lot of evidence showing significant benefit with low dose naltrexone in autoimmune disease. So I will often use this for Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I'll use it for lupus. I'll use it for rheumatoid arthritis. And I mean, some patients, tremendous, significant benefit. And we really don't see much side effect. You can see a little bit of nausea associated with it. With Hashimoto's, I'll often start at a lower dose, like 1.5 milligrams, and we'll gradually work our way up because you can have improvement in thyroid function. So if they're on thyroid replacement, their thyroid gland starts making, you can make them hyperthyroid. They've got too much thyroid function. Mm-hmm. So we start lower, work our way up. But this, you got to find a good compounding pharmacy that knows what they're doing, because they have to take the high dose naltrexone, crush it up, and make it into the right low dose. And there's certain fillers that you can't use. Mm-hmm. So you want to make sure that you get a good pharmacy that knows what they're doing.
Compounding pharmacy.
So you can't go mm-hmm. to Walgreens. Mm-hmm. And get low dose naltrexone.
What do you recommend? At least people locally listen to this podcast.
Locally, I've used the Apothecary, and okay. I've gotten good results with them.
Heard a lot of good things. Yeah.
That's not to speak anything negative about any of the other mm-hmm. pharmacies. I just know how they make low dose naltrexone at the Apothecary.
Gotcha.
So there are some pharmacies that you can use nationally that will actually ship to the patient, and sometimes at a lower cost. Mm-hmm. And they are they're, I don't want to say approved, but they're by the lowdosenaltrexone.org mm-hmm. website. There's a list of recommended pharmacies on there. So, and that's also a great site for more information on naltrexone, low-dose naltrexone.
Yep. Well, for people that want more information about this and this particular drug that I can't even say, okay, you can do two things. You can go to revolutionhealth.org and you can book an appointment with Dr. Chad Edwards, which I would highly recommend. Or you can go to the Against the Grain podcast.com. Let me say that again because you can edit it, okay? You can go to againstthegrainpodcast.com and you can find out more information.
Yeah, and I want to also expand and say our nurse practitioner, Courtney, is also fantastic at this.
She is, yeah.
And I'm fairly booked up. Mm-hmm. My wait list is a little bit longer. She has a mm-hmm. little more availability.
Yeah.
So
she's been on the show, right?
Absolutely.
She's a wealth of knowledge.
That's right.
What do you guys do all day? Do you just sit around and read over there?
I wish that were the case. Issue is that we have a little bit more time to spend with our patients.
Right.
We want
intentionally.
Correct.
Yeah.
We want to get to the underlying problem. So right. they'll come in and every patient has a new problem, you know, something right. new, something different, or, you know, just a little bit different angle, something. So we end up having to research that and find out what is this that's different and yeah. why is this. And so when we're
You're
not
kind
seeing,
of like medical investigators almost, it's kind of an interesting
absolutely.
Thing, dynamic you guys
absolutely.
Have over there. Yeah. It's like a CSI episode over there, isn't it?
Well, we try.
You guys are interesting because I've been over there a couple of times and it really is a lot of conversation around what's best for the patient and trying to research things. And, you know, necessity is the mother of all invention. And I would say that when you have a passion for your patients like you do, that necessity role to get them better leads to a wealth of information that you're getting in a very organic way to help your patients out. I think that's the culture that you have over there.
Well, thank you. That's what we're shooting for. That's what we try for.
Yeah, like I always say, my dad goes there, I go there at the health of my dad could spend hours with you. Not so much me because we do this podcast together. And I get everything I need to know here, right?
That's right. Exactly.
Well, it's Good Friday.
Which is good.
We're going to Easter egg hunt tonight. You guys got any big plans over the weekend?
I'm taking my son's shooting.
Oh, shooting.
We're going to shoot skeets.
We still do that in Oklahoma.
Yeah, it's awesome.
We shoot things. Yep. Not people.
It's clay.
It's just clay.
It doesn't feel pain.
Yeah, we like our guns here.
And then we're going to go eat.
That sounds like a plan. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Thanks for listening to this week's podcast with Dr. Chad Edwards. Tune in next week where we'll be going against the grain.